So the reading is from Jonah, when I find the page. If you want to follow it in your pew Bibles, it appears to be around about page 927. So it's Jonah chapter 1, the first 9 verses. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went down to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us, who is responsible for making all this trouble for us? What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." This is the word of the Lord.
So we come to the word which tells us a little bit about faith that doubts. And if you wanted a text, you could have it from verse 3. But Jonah ran away. Last week we were celebrating one birthday. Next week we were celebrating another birthday in a family. So we had a wonderful party yesterday, which celebrated two birthdays. But last week, we managed somehow to get free tickets for Lightwater Valley. And 12 of us went, and we had an absolutely wonderful time. There weren't hardly any queues. It was a nice temperature, and we all went on the rides. Well, some of us went on the rides. Well, the children and their aunt and uncle went on the rides, and we watched them on the rat and the slides that went into water. I actually went in the slides that went into water and managed to lose my cap coming down, but I got it at the bottom. And then we watched them on this one, which I think is called the Ultimate. Anybody been on the Ultimate? Goodness me, what brave people. Yeah? And how was your tummy at the end of it? But I just looked at it, and I watched before and when my granddaughters went on it. And it goes up very, very slowly, and it comes down very, very fast, and it goes along and it goes round and up and down and all this sort of stuff. And if you look very closely, I think that Ian Mills on the front there, he denies it. He says he's never been there, but nevertheless. And when I came to read the book of Jonah, you can read the whole book of Jonah in 6 minutes if you want to go home and check on what we're doing this morning. When I was reading that, I thought to myself, how similar Jonah's journey is to the Ultimate. Ups and downs and backwards and forwards, good things, bad things. All sorts of ups and downs and roller coaster existence in the life of Jonah. And maybe in your life and in my life as well. The book of Jonah is a very unusual book in the Old Testament. It's only 48 verses long. So as I say, you can read it very, very quickly. It's written, we think, in 700 AD. If we compare it to Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel or even the other minor prophets, it's very low on words of prophecy. It is very high on action and on vision. We read just the first encounter really between God and Jonah. God asks Jonah to do something and he runs away. Significant that he runs in the opposite direction to the one that God wanted him to go. Nineveh is at one end of the known world, the right-hand end, and Tarshish is right away at the other end, probably in modern-day Spain. Why did he run? After all, he must have had some credentials as a preacher or as a prophet, some ability to pass on God's message, otherwise God wouldn't have chosen him, or maybe he would. God said to him, "Go and preach against the city of Nineveh, because its wickedness has come up before me." So when he ran away, is Jonah reacting rather like his fellow men of faith? Jeremiah said, "I'm too young." Gideon said, "I'm the least of the least." Moses said, "I'm not able to speak." So is Jonah saying, "I'm scared of what you're asking me to do. I can't do it. Bye." Or is Jonah afraid of what God might do to him? Maybe he'd heard of Elijah's encounter with the priests of Baal, and he doesn't think that he's up to such a hostile encounter. Or is Jonah concerned or afraid of what God is going to do to the people of Nineveh? After all, everybody knew about Sodom and Gomorrah and the streams of burning sulfur and Lot's wife being turned into a pillar of salt. Is this what awaits them and me? Or is Jonah afraid of what the Ninevites might do to him? After all, the message he was to deliver was a pretty unpopular message. Or is Jonah afraid for his reputation among his fellow Jews? "What on earth are you doing?" they might have said to him. "Going to preach to the Assyrians. Surely they're Gentiles, so very far from God." Well, there may have been elements of each of these, but the real reason becomes clear later, and we'll come to that in a few minutes. But first, let's recap what happened to Jonah in this tempestuous roller coaster. Verse 3 tells us that Jonah runs away firstly to Joppa, which is modern-day Jaffa on the coast of Israel. He pays the fare and he gets on the boat to go to Tarshish. But God intervenes. He sends a wind and a violent storm. Jonah retires to have a sleep. But he's woken, he's entreated to pray to his particular God,